Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we got a weekly chat with the boss now, Andy Scott. Andy, two cup matches in the past week, unfortunately not the right results. Starting with FA Trophy, home against Burgess Hill, a 1-0 defeat, a very disappointing day.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Glad you brought that up. That's sort of gone to the back of my mind. That was a poor day, didn't perform very well. Had an opportunity, and you know, we didn't take it. We didn't perform well, but that's something that is, I'd like to think that, you know, we learn from that and we go again. We, you know, we can't dwell on it. You know, we've got to make sure that we look forward. We correct the issues that are meaning that we aren't winning games, and you know, we didn't perform well. We didn't work as hard as we have been doing. We didn't pass the ball well enough. We didn't play with the tempo, and that's what happens when you play lesser teams and you don't give them the respect that they deserve. You get punished.
Tuesday evening was another cup game. It's the FA Cup second round replay away at Rochdale. We put up a much better performance. Was 1-0 at one point, but I think they probably just showed their League One status and just paid off in the end.
Yeah, you know, you make mistakes against good sides, they punish you, and that's, you know, the higher you go, that's going to happen. And yeah, we got back into the game. The first half was very even. They were ran out of ideas. We defended well. We had a good shape about us. You know, we gave the ball away in a really poor area. That's something that we've been working on, making sure that we didn't do, and we did do it, and it cost us a goal. But then we responded really well second half, you know, as we have done in all the cup games. Second half we were strong and we got a good goal back. And then the disappointing thing is we were in possession of the ball for all their remaining goals, and we gave the ball away either from throw-ins or from open play in poor areas, and they punished. You know, Matty Doan's a good player and he scored a hat-trick, but we put up a really good fight, and the scoreline certainly didn't reflect the performance. And you know, over the two games, you know, we had a real good go at it.
Certainly shows you got that ability there to play up against the bigger teams. And this Saturday, back to league action, Vanarama Conference away to Welling.
Yeah, tough game. They were really good at home. Obviously the manager left and gone to Ebbsfleet, but they're always a tough proposition. They work very, very hard for each other. They're honest boys. It's always a tough place to go. You know, we lost there last year, and it's one of those places where you've got to go, and mentally you've got to be right, and you've got to be strong, and you work as a team and be strong as a team to be able to get the points. But we need to, you know, translate our FA Cup form into the league, and you know, now we've got to get through the Christmas period and get as many points as we possibly can in some really tough fixtures, and then start slowing down in a new year, going, you know, every Saturday rather than, you know, Saturday, which we haven't been able to cope with the amount of injuries we've had. So we'd like to think that we can get a few players back, so that in the new year we're a stronger proposition. We're going to lose some players through loans going back, you know, and the fact of the matter is we haven't got the finances to bring anywhere else in, so we're going to have to get one fit, and that's where we are with it. So the fact that it's one game a week is going to help that, but we need to start picking up points and start moving up table now, because that's got to be our sole focus.
And how are the injuries looking at the moment?
Slowly getting there. We've got a couple back training for the first time today. Obviously they won't be involved tomorrow, but yeah, they'll be working hard and doing some more fitness work over the weekend to get them closer to being available in the squad at some point over the Christmas period, where that's just on the bench to be able to come on for 15, 20 minutes. It's all going to help, you know, and we've had some serious injuries, and we've had some players that are missing, and you know, the sooner we can have a full squad back, the better.
And it's going to be good, though, after Welling. You've got a few days extra to get ready, 6 days before the Boxing Day fixture and the start of the festive fixtures, which come thick and fast.
Yeah, they do, yeah. It's, you know, after Welling, we'll prepare, obviously, before Christmas, and, you know, I won't have them in Christmas Day, but we'll work Christmas Eve and the day before. You know, a tough couple of fixtures against Barnet, you know, flying at the top of the league, and obviously got a manager who knows what he's doing, and you know, got a stronger squad. So they're big games, and obviously the sandwich in between that, you've got the Woking fixture, which is another massive game. So they're big games. They're ones that the players all should want to play in, and we'll be right up for, and we've got to be at our best to be able to pick some points up out of it. But we're looking forward to it. The Christmas period, always exciting time when the games come thick and fast, and you know, that's the unique part about, you know, football in this country, that, you know, they got some big games, and you get big crowds, and you know, everyone enjoys going watching football over Christmas.
All right, fantastic, Andy. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on Saturday, and have a good Christmas, and hopefully Santa's good to you and the club and brings lots of 3 points.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and happy Christmas to everyone else who's listening as well.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly update with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.